Hey, this is T.A. and Marion calling in from about kilometer 56 of our trip. We're camped beside the Brule Railroad Tunnel, which means it should be an interesting night as the trains go through. But the coolest thing is Marion and I went through that very tunnel in February when we did our skier rail trip across Canada. And when we first paddled up to the tunnel, we could see mountain sheep up on the hillside above the and two train the other. And as we came up Jasper Lake, and today also we had some trains go by. We hoped one conductor would, or engineer would give us the big horn, but I guess they're saving it for the middle of the night to make us jump out of our skin. A great second day. Had an early start because we wanted to beat the headwind. So up at 15 and paddled for an hour or so to get to the camp we'd hoped to get to yesterday, so it was a really good call to give in to the wind yesterday. And then following the current in Jasper Lake is always interesting, but I think we did really well today through the combination of higher water and some advice from a friend that we only actually got out of the boat once to push off the sandbar, so we were pretty excited about that. Amazing, amazing mountain views today. Looking back and seeing the snow-covered peaks and big rocky escarpments to our river left. In terms of river parlance, we refer to river right and river left as we go downstream. So right now, the Brule Tunnel is to our river left. Marion just saw an otter sort of getting swept down the current. We're camped beside kind of a lovely, boily eddy line, and so it's kind of exciting to just watch the water gurgly. Delicious dinner of gado gado, chicken gado gado with some of the red peppers we dried in the dryer fest that we had in March, and had that over couscous. Lunch was tortillas with a little bit of salami, and breakfast was oatmeal with dehydrated blueberries and almonds. So definitely well fed today. Had lunch a little bit late because we had 11 Z's with coffee besides the watching the railroad go by. So a fine, fine day here. The sky is blue. The sun has just left the campsite, and the temperature is beginning to drop, which is great. It'll chase any of the few mosquitoes that introduced themselves to us away. And we're feeling pretty blessed to have spent the day here on the Athabasca River with the river spirits, and we were granted safe passage once again. Just an interesting couple of moments coming out of Jasper Lake onto the faster current, and of course where there is, it's the springtime, lots of interesting logs and things, but we played it perfectly and no real near misses. So finding the water through the braiding thing is kind of interesting, but we're doing well. And Marion's reading her plant book at the moment. We're drinking hot chocolate, and the last of our cooking fire is dying out. So I'm going to go finish the dishes, and we will catch you from tomorrow. This is Paddling North, signing out.